The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, Salamun Alaikum. Congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Shiite's 8th Imam, Imam Ridha, peace be upon him. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
Today we have the tawfiq to celebrate the birth of the Imam. Our Imam was born on the 11th of Dhulqa'dah. Today Allah has granted us the tawfiq to gather together and to remember him, and inshallah to get closer to him. I congratulate each and every one of you, and of course the mu'mineen and mu'minat all over the world, the ulama, the shuhada, and of course our leader, and of course the Imam of the time. So, brothers and sisters, we learned to address Imam Ridha alayhi salam as the kind Imam, or the Imam who's ra'uf from his son, Imam al-Jawad. This is what he says, the Imam addressing his father. As-salamu ala al-imam al-ra'uf. Peace be on the Imam who is merciful and kind. If you don't mind, brothers and sisters, let me explain what merciful and kind means. Because every Imam is Rahim, but he has been called Ra'uf. Every Imam is Ra'uf. But why him? Why this name? Why this title? You see, actually, that is one of the titles or the names or the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah calls himself Rahim, and then right after that, he also calls himself Ra'uf. What's the difference between these two if they're both merciful? What they tell us is that it's a special kind of mercy, a deeper kind of mercy, a type of mercy where you can't bear for the person who's coming to you to experience any difficulty. The example that our scholars give us is that you might go to a doctor, let's say there's a small child, and this child, in order to get better, they need to take a shot. They might be afraid of taking shots. They might not want to take a shot, but in order to get better, I've got to give this person the shot. A merciful doctor, a doctor who's Rahim, will administer the shot. I'm doing it to help you get better. Ra'uf, they tell us, is something a little bit different. If someone's Ra'uf, like Imam al-Ridha, he doesn't want you to have to experience even the least amount of difficulty. A doctor who's Ra'uf, who knows this little child, for whatever reason, they're very afraid of the idea of getting a shot. He'll find any way, every way, some other type of medicine, something so that I don't have to give this person a shot. When the Urafa, I'm going to mention now Allama Tawatabai, when he would try and explain to us the difference or the, because people asked him, well, every Imam is Ra'uf. Why say he's Ra'uf? Why that title for this Imam? He says it's because the mercy of the Imam, when we say he's that kind, it's tangible. Brothers and sisters, if you haven't gone, inshallah, you'll go. And you can feel for yourself, you can sense for yourself how quickly the Imam responds. In the end, if Allah gives tawfiq, I'd like to share a story from when I first went, from a person who had actually gotten a cure from the Imam, but inshallah, that'll be towards the end. But just for us to inshallah gather or get to know who it is that we're celebrating. Even they tell us, because you and I, we can experience this kindness, this ra'afa of the Imam. Once, there was a sheikh, Sheikh Muhammad Jawad Bid Abadi, one of our urafa, he lived in the past. Ayatollah Dasghaib, Shahid Dasghaib tells this story. He says that this man was living, so this story took place 70, 80 years ago. This man decided to travel from Isfahan to Mashhad at that time. That's a 700-mile trip, brothers and sisters. If we're talking 70, 80, 90 years before, then how difficult was it to make a 700-mile trip. You're using horses, how to get over. Now, he made the niyyah. He said he was going to go. And then in order to make it worthwhile, if I have to travel 700 miles to get there, he made the niyyah that he was going to stay there for 40 days. For 40 days, he would be in the company of the imam, enjoy the imam's presence, and then after that, he would go back to Isfahan. He would travel all that distance. He wanted to be nice, and he took his sister with him. Took his sister with him on this trip. Maybe his sister was the one who was asking him, look, you're going to go. I know it's a difficult trip. It's a long trip, 700 miles. But if you don't mind, please take me. He said, of course, why not? They went together. Now that he was in the company of Imam Ridha, only 18 days had passed when he had a true dream. In his dream, he sees Imam Ridha. And the Imam says, I want you to go back. So he kind of protests that, Mawlaya, Sayyidi, I just got here, 40 days, inshallah, I traveled all that way. The Imam said, no, I want you to go back. Why? He said, your sister, she complained to me. She misses her mother. You know how much I care for my zawar. The ra'fa of the Imam is that even someone who's in his company, the shaykh woke up from his dream. He asked his sister, he said, what did you ask Imam Ridha for yesterday? She said, I really started to miss our mother. And I asked him if he would arrange for me to go back. So that's how this imam is, this caring imam. Inshallah, we get a chance to visit him. Brothers and sisters, the rewards of visiting this imam are incredible. I'm just going to mention a few of the ahadith. Inshallah, all of you at least make the niyyah of going. Get the reward. This is from Imam Kadhim alayhi salam. He says this, Man zarahu, whoever visits him, aw bata indahu layla. Or maybe Allah will give you the tawfiq, you'll stay one night in Mashhad, kaman zara Allah ta'ala. It's like the person who has done ziyarah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi arshih. It's like visiting Allah, doing the ziyarah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on His throne. The rewards, the spiritual rewards, even if you and I, we are imperfect believers, believers who need help, who need assistance. Remember we had that story before about the promise of Imam Sadiq, the promise that he gave even to the person who wasn't Shia. This is another one of those promises of Imam Sadiq. He says that, my grandson will be buried in a place called Khurasan, in a town called Tus, Mashq. He says that whoever visits him, manzarahu, whoever visits him and knows the right of that imam, the imam promises, akhadhtu biyadi yawm al-qiyamah wa adkhaltuhu al-jannah. I, Imam Sadiq, will take that person by their hand and I will make them enter paradise. The Imam says, وَإِن كَانَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكَبَائِرِ. Maybe this believer is a believer who struggled, was a believer who committed major sins. Imam Sadiq says, if you visit him, I will take your hand and I will personally make you enter into paradise. What we learn from the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam is that there's more thawab in visiting this imam, out of all a'imma, even Imam Hussein. I'll share one of the ahadith that talk about this. So what happens is, the imam is, Imam Kadhim alayhi salam is explaining, he says, on the day of judgment, four of the greatest personalities to have ever lived will be in the presence of Allah. Who? Nuh, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa. Not only them, he says, also our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad, Ali Muhammad. He will be there. Amirul Mu'mineen will be there. Imam Hassan will be there. Imam Hussein will be there. And all of those who visited us will be there. He says this though. Allah, know this, إِنَّ أَعْلَاهَا دَرَجَةً. The people who are of the highest daraja, وَأَقْرَبَهُمْ مَنْزِلَةً, those who will be the closest in proximity to us, زُوَارُ قَبْرِ وَلَدِي عَلِي, are the people who had the tawfiq to make the ziyarah of my son Ali. It's not a small blessing if Allah grants it to someone.
Allahumma salli ala Ali ibn Musa ar-Ridha al-Murtadha.
الله وبركاته عليكم أهلا.